It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3, 38 Special and Caught Up in You. We just got a visit from a loyal listener, Udi Spaulding. She lives close to here, and she has been a loyal listener for a long time, and she had mentioned to us fairly recently that she would be interested in making us something.
Yeah.
And she did, and she brought each of us a blanket. And I've got to say, I kind of figured it would be 6 or 8 months from now, because I'm basing my knowledge of how long it takes somebody to make one on you.
It takes me a long time.
This was like a week.
Yeah, she said she made these Afghans, and they're not little.
No,
they're full-size Afghans.
That's a Brian Walker-size Afghan.
And she made them in less than a week, two of them. And they're beautiful.
She said, well, I've been doing this for, you know, how many ever years? And, you know, you don't say how old the lady is, but she's been around a while. And shockingly knocked these out, and then she was going to bring them next week and said, I was getting close to the station, so I just brought them now.
Yeah, and so we got to get our gifts, and oh my goodness, and it means so much because she put her heart into these.
Well, she's the kind of person that, like, doesn't meet a stranger, I think.
Yeah.
And so Dr. Pate is here from Elizabethtown Community and Technical College, and she said, well, wait, you probably need a blanket too. So now she's offered to make you one. And what a wonderful person. What a wonderful gift.
For real. And well
it's
done.
So
and,
soft.
But just such a beautiful person.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And it really exemplifies who we are here. I mean, that's what I was thinking as I was watching her interact with you all. And then, yeah, before she left, she asked this total stranger if you know, he would like an Afghan too. She would love to make me one.
Yeah. And how do you say no to that?
I couldn't.
Right. And so now you're going to get an Afghan too.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, we got you back in here this morning. We kind of want to report on how everything went on your very long and busy and mud-covered day to Eastern Kentucky. You guys took a box truck full of supplies and some money, and was it 33 people went?
We ended up, I think the count was 25 or 26, I can't remember.
Okay.
But we did get a lot of different vehicles loaded up that we could send out to different places when we got there. And, you know, I mean, it's hard to say, you know, you're happy that you went to this kind of thing when you see what these people are dealing with. But I can tell you that I have never been more proud to be a part of a community that jumped in and in 2 days' time got that kind of relief effort together. And, you know, the most powerful gift, I think, you know, is the gift of your time and your energy. And to have 25 folks, you know, just jump in a car and take off for something they didn't know what they were getting in, you know, into, and they didn't care. You know, when I think about just a couple of names I'm going to mention, there's too many names to mention them all. I mean, so many people jumped in and helped. But Brian Kerr reached out to me and said, hey, I just got some wind that you're doing some of this stuff. I've got two pallets of stuff I want to send down to you. He ended up sending four.
Oh, wow.
Then he said, how are you going to get all this down there? I don't know, Brian. We'll come up with some trailers or something. I'll tell you what. I'll get you a box truck. So he let us have a box truck for an entire day. Then he said, hey, I'll tell you what. I'll find somebody to drive it too. Brian's dad drove this thing 3.5 hours one way and 3.5 hours back. I mean, so you get people like that jumping in. And Carl Swope, you know, reached out to me and said, what can we do? Told him what we're doing. Well, Carl himself went down and helped shovel mud. Yeah, you know, I mean, this is the kind of place we've got. You know, these are the people that we've got. We had 23 employees of either the college or the Swope family of automotive dealers go down and physically do this work. And, I mean, that's when you really start getting an understanding. Because I kind of told somebody yesterday, there's two levels of overwhelmed they're dealing with. One you see from a helicopter. And you look at the infrastructure and you think, how in the world do we get these bridges cleared? You know, how in the world do we get the debris out of the tree limbs 20 feet up in the air, because that's how high the water was. You see sheet metal literally wrapped around oak trees 20 feet in the air because the water was moving that fast, that high. And you start saying, you know, how do we get these roads cleared? How do we get these bridges open back up? You know, all this stuff. But then there's another level of overwhelmed that you feel when you walk into someone's home. and you see that they're having to take all of their belongings outside just to try to dry them out enough to see if it's anything is salvageable. I mean, it's there's this very personal overwhelming that sometimes gets overshadowed by the large scale that you'd see in Time magazine or on the news. And that's where we were able to go and make a difference for a few folks, is to at least just take something off of the mountain of worry that they've got. And, you know, one of the things we really tried to focus on is getting their yards cleaned up so that when they pulled up to their house, they don't just immediately get that visible reminder of my life is just really devastated right now. You know, trying to get mud out of homes where we could. And that's what I'm so proud of. Cause not, I mean, every single person that we brought didn't hesitate. Jumped in, just got to work, tough conditions, but did it. And we didn't solve a problem, but we made a difference.
You helped for the day. But
yes,
the
ma'am.
work continues, and you were able to leave the supplies with Hazard Community and Technical College, and I'm sure there's continually people coming to help as often as they can.
There is. And if anyone is interested in helping, you know, the best advice that I can give is find someone down there who can coordinate. You know, don't just show up. It really takes a ton of coordination to maximize the value of the time that you will spend down there. You don't need to get down there and spend 3 hours trying to figure out where to go. You know, you need to have all that worked out before you go. But whether it's, you know, contacting a school, a church, a Red Cross organization, you know, whoever it is, just get some details worked out before you go so that you can really maximize the time that you've got boots on the ground down there. But and the stuff that has been sent is a godsend. You know, I think, again, it was a coordinated effort. So we determined what we were going to do here based on some phone calls to say, what do you need? And so the things like the shovels, the squeegees, the buckets, you know, those that's not at the top of your mind when you think of, all right, I'm going to send food and clothes and water and all this stuff. No, they didn't need that stuff. So when we opened that truck, and those people down there saw what was being delivered and the quantity of what was being delivered, it was pretty emotional just from that moment. Not even getting to a site and doing some work, but just for them to see that they were heard, they were paid attention to, and their needs were being addressed from a community, you know, what, 10 counties away. It was good to be a part of that day. I wish that day didn't have to exist, but it did, and we made a little bit of a difference. So kudos to our community. Major thanks to you all for what you have done to give this attention and made the difference.
Well, thank you for being the one to spearhead it. You know, and I know you did not do it for the recognition. I know you did it because it was the right thing to do. But thank you for leading by example and bringing a team down there, because it takes somebody to step up. And so we appreciate you and just, you know, the fact that you were willing to do that. And other people will see that, have seen that. And so that's going to continue, you know, because other people will say, hey, I could do what he did, or I want to be involved in that. So thank you.
Well, and the great thing, now that those supplies are there, you know, maybe somebody's like, look, I got a strong back, but I don't have any means or financial resources to bring anything, but I can go shovel for a few hours. We've got those supplies there for those people now. Mm-hmm. So as this group of people turns over, that equipment's going to still be there.
And that's they're
crucial.
Sharing it.
Yeah.
You know, the folks that we left it with to use in their home, they all said, you know, as soon as we're done with it, we're going to give it to our neighbor. And they're all helping each other, and that's one of the things I want to, you know, brag on them a little bit about. We didn't call anybody whose first response was, yes, please come help me. The number one response that we got when we would say, you know, hey, we've got a group, we're going to come out to your house and help you get cleaned up, their number one response we got was, why don't you go help my neighbor, because they may have it a little worse than I do. It's good folks down there, and you know, that's why we wanted to go and work with those college employees, because that was the thing. These are people, the people who work at Hazard Community and Technical College, or the people that work at our community college, these are people whose mission it is to help other people. So we wanted to help them get off the ground so that they can get back to that mission. But they needed some help too.
Dr. Justin Pate from Elizabethtown Community Technical College. Thank you, and thank you to everybody, the Swope family of dealerships, and everybody who made a donation, big or small. You were noticed, and you were appreciated, and above all, God sees it all. We are Quixie 98.3.